All right, California coach Sonny Dykes has joined us. The Golden Bears are taking on Washington State at home on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from John Henderson, the Denver Post.
Sonny, Oregon's at Colorado this week, and I was curious, theoretically going to the Oregon game, what was your thought on what's the best way to stop Oregon's offense?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, I think you look at them and you say, boy, they're going to be difficult to stop. And then, you know, you saw what Stanford did to them last year. And I think what you have to do is you've got to, you know, try to keep them from getting too comfortable. You know, it all starts with Mariota, the quarterback, and you've got to figure out a way to try to contain him. And he's a pretty special talent. But, you know, I think it starts up front. You've got to do a good job getting some penetration, holding up. Got to tackle well in space. I mean, they're gonna scheme you and get you one-on-one in space. And when they do that, they got some pretty special players. And so, you know, it's hard to do. It's difficult to contain them. They're better throwing the ball now probably than they have been in the past. And so I think that makes it even more difficult. But you've got to do a good job up front. I think your defensive line's got to get off blocks. You got to try to get some penetration. And you got to contain the quarterback.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. Did you ever imagine a time when you were a young, wide-eyed assistant and you'd be going against a Mike Leach coach team and, of all places, you'd be in Berkeley and he'd be in Pullman?
You know, probably not. I mean, I was his GA back in 97 at Kentucky, and I doubt either one of us, you know, knew what the future held. I think that's what's interesting about our profession is you never know where you're going to end up. And you know, if you're in it long enough, you're gonna coach against you know, friends and people that you've worked with or worked for, and so I think that's you know, part of it's just getting old. You know, you bounce around more in this profession and you coach against more people. But no, I think I don't think either one of us ever envisioned you know, us ending up where we have. But I think we're both glad we're where we are.
Is there anything specific, aside from, you know, offensive philosophies and all that good stuff that you took from him that you still use as a head coach?
Sure, a lot of things. I mean, Mike's got an ability to focus on things that really matter in football, you know, and kind of sort through all the different things and focus on what matters, and I think that's one of the biggest things I learned from him was, this is how you win and lose football games. These are the important things, and you know, make sure you're good at those things. So there's, there's a lot of different philosophies. I mean, from obviously offensive philosophy, but philosophy, you know, just on how to coach and holding players accountable and all those type of things. Mike does a great job with that stuff.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Sonny, has your quarterback situation changed at all after the Oregon game, or is Jared still definitely the number one guy?
You know, we'll see this week. We thought Zach came in and did some good things, but you know, Jared has distinguished himself pretty well. You know, he had some issues holding on to the ball, you know, in the rain that we faced there in Oregon. And so we're trying to figure out, you know, what caused that stuff, and I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. So, you know, we told them we'd let them compete this week and see how they both performed and then make a decision. But, you know, I think Jared's played well, you know, obviously up until the Oregon game, and you know, we expect him to play very well in the future. So, you know, I'd be surprised if anything else happened besides him being the starter.
Did he say anything to you specifically about had he had problems with a wet football before? It just seemed like he couldn't hold on to it.
Yeah, it was just one of those things. You know, it was an odd occurrence. I mean, you know, he wasn't the only one. I think we had 6 fumbles in the game, so everybody was having a hard time holding on to it. We fumbled 4 times. They fumbled 6. But, you know, everybody was having a hard time, and it just seemed like when he was raising it up to throw it, it kept coming out of his hand. And so we just felt like at that point we needed to make a change. And you know, and I think, you know, I think like any competitor, he wanted to get in there and fight through it, but I don't know that he had a tremendous amount of confidence that it wasn't going to happen again. And so, but I think it's a one-time occurrence. We don't anticipate it being a problem in the future. You know, we're going to try to remedy it in case we get into another wet game again, and we're implementing a lot of different things, and we're in trying a lot of different things to get comfortable in case, you know, because we're going to play in rain. I mean, anytime you play in the Pacific Northwest, as many times as we're going to a year, you're going to play in some rain. So, we've got to figure out what the cause is and more importantly, what the solution is going to be.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Jacob Thorpe, Spokane Spokesman's Review.
Sonny, how does your version of the air raid differ, if at all, from Coach Leach's up at Wazoo?
Oh, it's different. I think Mike has, it's funny. A lot of the guys that have worked for Mike have changed, and Mike has kept, kind of the most pure version of it. You know, it's a lot of the same things that he's been doing for a long time. And Mike understands offensive football as well as anybody. And he's a firm believer in getting good at doing some things. And his teams are always going to be very good at doing some specific things. And he limits the playbook. And everybody else has kind of taken it and put their spin on it and changed this and changed that. But he's kept it the same and obviously made some small adjustments here and there. But it's the most pure, true version of the air raid. I mean, back to what, he was running back in Kentucky and obviously, at Texas Tech. And so, it's the air raid version. Our deal's a little different. I mean, we have elements of it. It's kind of built around that philosophy, but run game is different. Our run game is a lot different than their run game. And we've just evolved and added some things and taken some things out. And so, everybody's got to take their spin and put their spin on it. And Mike's spin is the original offense, and he does a tremendous job of running it.
Can you speak to some of the challenges of implementing a brand-new quarterback-heavy offense with a true freshman quarterback and how Derek tackled that?
Yeah, it's always difficult. Anytime you go to a new program, and you're changing things, it takes a certain level of time to get everything the way you want it to, and especially if you're doing it with young players. Guys that have played in games before typically adjust a little quicker than a little more quickly than guys who haven't. And so it's a it's a process. I mean, anytime you go someplace, it's a process, and it doesn't look very good early, and then you hope it looks a little better later, and by the end of the season, you hope it looks real good, and then next year, you hope you continue to build on that. So, Jared's a very talented young quarterback, and he's done some things very well, but he's going to make his share of mistakes that are going to be chalked up to inexperience, and. The good thing is he's a bright kid and he'll learn, and he has learned and he has improved, and we anticipate him being a very good quarterback and incredibly productive quarterback in our offense. But we're going through that as a program, and sometimes you walk into a situation where you catch lightning in a bottle. You might have a really special player here or a really solid core coming back here, and it makes it easier. But it's usually a process anytime you're trying to build something.
Is there anything to be said for Jared not having to unlearn a different system and your sophomore wide receivers not having to kind of break bad habits?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the young receivers are probably a little bit ahead of the curve in a lot of ways, just because I think they were, well-coached in high school and they played in offenses in high school where they caught a lot of balls and they were productive. And I think that puts them a little ahead of the curve. Instead of a guy that maybe hasn't caught that many balls or hasn't been that well coached and they were fairly productive here last year as well. And they played, most importantly, they have experience. And so I think in a lot of ways that does make them a little bit more ready to play probably earlier in their career.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Sonny, I wonder if you have any recollections of that year you were at GA back at Kentucky, and Leach was on that staff. What were you a wide-eyed young assistant at the time, and what was he like?
Yeah, you know, Mike was great. I mean, the loved working for him, and you know, worked for him for a long time at Texas Tech as well. And so, you know, the great thing about Mike is he's true to himself. I mean, he doesn't, you know, what you see is what you get, and he doesn't put on a front ever. And so I think that was a good thing for me to learn at a young age is you know, if you're going to be an effective coach, you got to be yourself. And Mike's done a great job of doing that. And, you know, he thinks outside the box. He's not afraid to try different things and look at things. And he sees things differently than a lot of people do as well. And so, you know, it was great for me to be a young coach who really didn't know anything and kind of be around those guys as you know, they started changing college football in a lot of different ways. You know, Hal Mumme you know, and Mike and on that staff, I mean, they made a big impact on our profession. And, you know, and I think it was an exciting time to be a young football coach. And, you know, I just tried to keep my mouth shut and learn as much as I could.
Thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from John Gold, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, you left the Pac-12 for a few years, but now you're back, and all of a sudden the passing games in conference have kind of blown up, and it's really not from any one or two schools, but it's almost conference-wide that you're just seeing kind of insane numbers, school record-setting numbers. What's the biggest change just over the last few years when you were gone that you came back to in terms of the passing offenses specifically in this conference?
Yeah, you know, all the offenses have changed. I think you know, the league has changed. I mean, I think you just look at the footprint of the league and the way it's, you know, from really top to bottom, from the commissioner, you know, coming in and being aggressive and marketing the league and implementing changes. And I think as a result of that, you know, I think people started looking around the league and saying, wow, these are, you know, this is a really good job. This is a really good job. We can, you know, we ought to be able to do this. We ought to be able to do that. And I think you know, as a result, people have invested more money in the programs and they've gone out and hired good football coaches and guys that are aggressive and thinking outside the box. And, you know, and so the league is full of guys now that know how to move the football and have proven track records of doing it. And I think the Pac-12 has always been pretty progressive. And then I think for a while it probably got a little stale. And when I went to Arizona, I think it was starting to you know, evolve in a lot of different ways. And so you know, and I think now the league's ahead of the curve again. You know, everybody's going fast and playing up tempo, and you know, and as a result, I think the numbers are just blowing up, and you know, and so it's a league now where you got to score points. I mean, I think it's like the Pac-12 was, you know, probably in the late '80s, early '90s, where you know you had to score a bunch of points to have a chance to win, and I think that it's changed in that way. So. You know, there's a lot of good coaches, a lot of good players, you know, and as a result, I think there's a lot of scoring.
Great. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that'll do it. Sonny, thanks for your time today. Good luck.
Okay, thanks for having me. Okay.
Okay, we'll see you.